It's Ember Wednesday in the first week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's Roman station is Santa Maria Maggiore, St. Mary Major, one of the four major papal basilicas. According to pious legend, in August of 352, a Roman aristocrat dreamt that the Blessed Virgin Mary wanted him to build a church on a site she would reveal to him. On the 5th of August, there was a miraculous snowfall, miraculous given how hot it is in Rome during August. The snow fell on the Esquiline Hill, and that is where they built the beautiful basilica dedicated to the Mother of God. Each year on the 5th of August, white rose petals are dropped through the magnificent gold coffered ceiling of the basilica to commemorate the miraculous snowfall. In 431, just after the Council of Ephesus declared Mary to be Mother of God, Pope Sixtus III constructed this basilica and had his deacon Leo design and execute the mosaics of the interior's triumphal arch. That deacon would soon after become Pope Leo I, Leo the Great. And you can hear in his preaching the themes that are depicted in the mosaics. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of this week are Ember Days. There are four sets of Ember Days in the traditional calendar. These are days of special penance and prayer. They fall roughly at the changing of the seasons of the year. The Roman practice of the Ember Days might be rooted in pagan customs, but by the 3rd century they had been thoroughly baptized with Christian meanings. The Ember Days parallel also the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles and the Day of Atonement. The traditional calendar keeps us more closely connected to the rhythm of our planet's year, the changes of the seasons, and therefore gives us a strong sense of sacred time and the swift passing of our own fleeting days. For our annual Lenten retreat, Holy Church presents four great Lenten preachers, Christ, Moses, Elijah, and Mary. The Church's chants and prayers take on a grave tone in these 40 days because Lent begins with a somber awareness of sin and a call to conversion. First, our preacher is Christ. Before he began his public ministry, he fasted 40 days in the desert. Fasting prepared him for his confrontation with the devil, a struggle revealed in the temptations and continued throughout his saving work. Lent draws us into that same battle, the conflict between higher and lower forces within the soul. The Lenten preface expresses it clearly. Through bodily fasting, God subdues our passions. Then, Moses. He ascended Sinai to enter into intimacy with God and to receive the law for his people. He too fasted 40 days. When the soul is bound to God, dependence on earthly things loosens. Fasting and prayer become strength and nourishment. As the preface teaches, through bodily fasting, God lifts up our minds. Elijah also fasted in the desert, sustained by heavenly food as he journeyed 40 days to Horeb. Lent resembles that desert path toward the mountain of Easter. The Eucharist is our bread for the journey. Through fasting, God bestows strength and merit. Finally, Mary teaches us the heart of Lent, obedience to God's will. Her life is summed up in her fiat, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." The perfect fulfillment of God's will is Lent's greatest challenge and its surest path to glory. The Collect for Holy Mass in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. We beseech you, O Lord, look graciously upon the fervor of your people, who mortify themselves in the flesh through abstinence, that they may be refreshed in spirit by the fruit of these good works. Oremus. Devotionem populi tui quesumus Domine benignus intende, ut qui per abstinentiam lacerantur in corpore, per fructum boni operis reficiantur in mente. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.